Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Every week, we provide you with interviews with top experts in their field to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation, and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the lifestyle brand Saluna, New York Times best-selling author and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Monday podcast. I am so excited for our interview today with Satya Scanetti. She is a personal friend of mine. She's an incredible, powerful businesswoman, entrepreneur, founder and designer of Satya Jewelry, which has a very strong online presence as well as retail shops throughout New York City. She has created the Satya Foundation, and which helps children worldwide. And she's been a huge friend, collaborator, mentor, and role model for me. So you definitely don't want to miss her incredible energy. But before we launch in, I just want to take a moment to shout out our fan of the week. And her name is Julie Tabla. So she writes, I have been following Kimberly for about 2 years now, and I love her glowing green smoothie. She has a great outlook on life, especially how you treat your inner self and your body. So Julie, thank you so much for being our fan of the week, sending you love. Thank you again. I appreciate you so much. And I really appreciate your review. And shouting out to you as well, beauty, listening to this. If you haven't also yet left us a review, please just take a moment to do so on iTunes. It can be like Julie's review. It could be one or two sentences. It doesn't have to be super long, but these reviews are just a wonderful way to help spread the energy and the message of the podcast and to help get it out there, which is our sincere intention to help as many people as we can. So thank you so much for being part of that mission. You can also take a screenshot of the podcast right now on your phone, and you could text it to a friend, family member, or post it on your Instagram story to also share. So that being said, let's launch right into our interview with Satya. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I am so excited for our guest today, who is someone that I love very much, and we are super connected. Her name is Satya Scanetti. She's the founder and designer of Satya Jewelry. She's also a philanthropist, a yoga teacher, and a Reiki healer. And she really lives her whole life dedicated to giving back to the world community. She has a wonderful foundation that she's created, which works on providing children all over the world with hope, change, and opportunity to fulfill their destinies. She is one of the most inspiring women I have ever met. She is a boss lady, but she conducts her business with kindness, love, compassion, and always staying anchored to, as I mentioned, giving back and just being so kind. And I think she's just a shining example for all of us, just to show how we can be really strong and very powerful in business and our lives, but we can also be very soft and loving and gentle. So Satya, long intro, but you know, I love you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
You always make me feel so good, Kimberly. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate your energy, your authenticity. We'll talk about this later as well, beauties, but Satya and I have co-designed our second collection together, which we're super excited about, and it's coming out December 5th. It's a very inspired collection all around the sun and the moon and some of the symbolism that we're bringing in with Saluna and empowerment. So I just wanted to mention that, but we'll share more with you guys later. We just want to hear from you, Satya, and your amazing story, your amazing vibe. So again, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Cool. My pleasure.
When we get together, we love each other. We see each other in New York. And we don't really, you know, have such a structure in our conversations. But it occurs to me how rare it is. You know, sometimes as women, we get messages that we have to sort of be really intense or, you know, kind of shut down some of our feminine energy to be successful in our careers or be successful in, you know, in the business world. you have such a collaborative energy. I see it with your team. I see it working with you in designing this collection. Can you share a little bit about how your perspective of being successful, but still being really loving and feminine and kind?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting more challenging in this very interesting world we live in. But
yes,
you know, I feel like, you know, the world as a whole needs a lot more femininity. I mean, we are going to help change the disease in the world. Women need to step up, right?
Yes.
And I think we've been kind of, you know, pushed down a little bit in the sense where, oh, we have this little role to play. We're pretty, we're soft, we're, but you know, this goes back to that little yogi that sits within us. Yogini is, there's a fire in all of us. And, you know, we need to all ignite that. And it doesn't mean getting rid of the femininity, the kindness, but really coming from a strong place of grounding and knowing who you are. You know, a lot of women, we are stepping up, and I'm really excited to help do that.
It's true. It's this rising up, and as you mentioned, staying grounded. For me, Satya, I had a direct download in a meditation that is one of our Soluna principles, which is soft and gentle is powerful with clarity. And I sometimes, you know, in the past, I've gone against my nature and felt like I had to be more aggressive or like more pushy and get things done, which never really felt right to me. So as I anchored in, I realized I can still be gentle and loving, but it's about that clarity that you were saying. I connected to my heart, and there's so much power that comes when we're aligned and we're focused and we know what our purpose is, and we've really define that for ourselves. And I think that we can really step up but stay authentic to our true nature.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a balance in the end, you know. Yeah. And I think we're all trying to figure out what is the role we play right now, as there's so much change going on in the world, and how can I be my best self?
Which is the perfect segue into your jewelry collection. Has always started from the place of empowering women and people to wear symbols and to bring this energy in, which is really rooted in a historical context. And you've been to India. I think you go every year, Satya. Mm-hmm. I've been to India. I love it. So can you talk about the power of symbolism and, you know, Murti, which is basically an image of this energy that's expressed through, how can this help us in our daily lives just by wearing empowering symbols?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I started the company almost 17 years ago, it was you know, the idea right after my training at Shivananda was to, and it was right after 9/11. So the whole disease of truth and who's right, who's wrong, and how much conflict there is over our basic beliefs. And I love what Shivananda says, but the paths are many, the truth is one. And however you find God, you are so blessed. So to wear a symbol that defines you, or that reminds you of who you really are in this world. So there's so many deities. There's so many little symbols that you know, the little lotus flower, for instance, it's that reminder that every day starts anew, that no matter how hard yesterday was, I get to start fresh and really ignite the fire this next day. And so I always say with the collections that I've been so blessed to create for these many, many years, is I'm always hope that each person could go to my site or go into one of my shops and find something that speaks their truth, that can every day remind them that they can rub that little talisman and go, okay, I'm here. You know, Ganesh, I'm going to remove all those obstacles that lay before me today. I'm going to walk through them and ignite myself. So again, symbolism, for centuries, people have worn them and adorned themselves with, for right now, because we just constantly need to be reminded of our power. I'm like been draping my stuff. I can't wear enough reminders right now because, you know, we're getting hit on a daily basis between media and we're so blessed to have each other and the connections we do and our communities. But there's a lot of people who don't have that. So,
So, Satya, for me, I'll share too that for different reasons, you know, things that happened in my childhood and just my nature, I've always sort of been in my head a lot. I can see that now. I've just done a lot of self-awareness and work on myself. And I can see I tend to over-intellectualize. I tend to overanalyze. And for me, meditation feels very good. It feels very safe. It feels very familiar to be up. But the balance for me over the last 18 months, really since my mom passed, is that I need to be more in my body. I need to be here in this reality. I need to connect and be present and live out of my heart and be here in this plane, because I can understand, you know, concepts intellectually, and I can, you know all the spiritual texts, but it's about embodiment. So that's been my big work over the past year, really, is coming into this body. And for me, the jewelry has really helped me because, as you said, it's a symbol, but it's in this physical reality with us. We can see it. We can hold it. We can touch it. It's a reminder. When we go to the bathroom and wash our hands, we look in the mirror. It's right there. And so it pulls it. There's something powerful about pulling it, and it's against our bodies. There's something about the physicality of it that I find enormously empowering. It's very different than just like a concept or a thought.
Yeah. And especially in the West, we are more in our physical body. That's where all the great yogis came over here and started doing the hatha practice, the physical yoga. But eventually you all get to that meditation place, but we're in this world.
So yes, we're meant to be here.
Yeah. We're meant to be here. We're meant to inspire. We're meant to hold hands and collaborate together collectively. So anything you could use to help you do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to grab it. And if that's community, I love my mala. I never leave home without a mala, a couple of bracelets that have some powerful stones on them. But, you know, we all find our things, and whatever you need to kind of help you navigate and be your best in the world, you know, we all need that. Jewelry's been it for me, for sure. And my practice. Whoa. Couldn't do it.
Yes. That. Yes, exactly. And it's, you know, it's interesting you mentioned stones. In our community, we talk a lot about food. We talk about being part of nature and eating natural plant foods that have this amazing intelligence because they come from the earth and they're grown, and there's all these cofactors and all these amazing nutrients. Scientists don't really understand the full composition of even an apple, for instance, right? There's thousands of phytonutrients. And what's interesting to me over the past few years as well is my interest in stones and crystals have really grown because they're millions of years old and they come from the earth. So, and your collection, Satya, and our collections together, we chose the stones really carefully. Can you talk a little bit about how stones and crystals can impact our energy?
Each stone can represent a different thing. Over the years, people have always, you know, either in my store or I'm showing collections, people are like, I'm being drawn to this stone.
Yes.
I don't understand why. It's not really my color. And I'm like, read the healing copy of the stone. And then 9 out of 10 times, and I think that 1% was always in denial, it's like, oh my God, it's exactly what I need. And I'm like, you know, wear that. Trust that intuitive knowing.
Yes.
See, especially as women have. Trust it, wear it, even if it's for 2 weeks or so. Cleanse it out in the sun, let it purify, and then give it as a gift if you're not crazy about it. But I think that's the thing that we're really lacking is, you know, as a whole, is intuitively, even around food.
Yes.
We know what's for our bodies. We know what stone we're really needing to wear at a certain time in our life. And then it changes up. I had my twin boys. I wore nothing but black onyx. It's a stone of endurance. And I didn't even connect it. But I was like draped myself black stones. And I'm like, whoa, I'm a survivor of twin boys.
Oh my gosh. And, because they're holding an energy, aren't they? There's this intelligence in the crystals, like plant foods, that have all this material and this energy, this bioenergetic from the earth that we can't really understand.
Yeah.
On a mental level.
Totally. And it's going back to nature. You know, we can take all the pills you want, but at the end of the day, you know, food and gemstones and the earth is what's going to heal us and the planet. And I'm just really fired up to do my part.
I have to share this story, Satya. This past spring, you know, I just had a lot of changes in my life. I moved houses. You know, again, my mom had passed away. Bubby is very young. There's just this like swirl. And I started feeling really ungrounded in my body. Every night I was meditating and I was almost just going really up. And I just started to feel literally ungrounded. And around this time, I lost my favorite moonstone ring from your collection. And you're so generous and amazing. And I said, Satya, could you please send me another one? I love that. I love that ring so much. It featured in a lot of the photos in my new book, Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. And I just love this ring. And you sent me the ring, but you sent me the mala that I'm wearing right now, which is carnelian. It is red. It's the chakra mala. And I looked it up because I wouldn't usually choose carnelian. I wouldn't usually get a red mala, but it's all about grounding and root chakra energy. Yeah. You sent it to me when I needed grounding. And I've literally worn it almost every day since, I believe it was June that you sent it. So just that connectedness. So thank you so much. It's almost like you felt what I needed energetically. Somehow you knew to send it.
Right.
And it just helped me so much.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And you know, the other thing is, we are so in tune and in line with each other.
Yes.
You know, I love, like, people, I like to gift people, and I love to look at people and go, okay, this is what you need. But even if we're not in front of each other, we've gotten to email, and there's a collective energy that I think we're all feeling. And I love that the carnelian is such a powerful stone. It's also the stone of creativity and courage and fearlessness and all that good stuff. So keep wearing it. It works.
Yeah, and you know, Satya, that quality that you have is generosity. You have a very generous heart, and I think sometimes we can, unfortunately, in the mind, in the world that we live in, sort of develop a lack mentality, and we want to hold on, and scarcity, and like, oh, I don't want to share this because what if I run out? Can you tell us a little bit about, because it's a very yogic quality, of course, just about generosity.
This has been a really intense year for me, and I actually moved too, and just lots of things are shifting and changing, I think, for a lot of us. And thank God for yoga and meditation. But the whole idea of, like, I've lived from a complete open heart. And over the years, some of my great teachers and dear, dear friends said, Satya, you need to be more discerning. You need to be more discerning. So with my generosity, and I say, wow, okay, I know I need to cultivate that, because somebody who constantly gives and has this openness, you know, you're more apt to be a target and get it. So especially we as women, because I think we as women, and I know there's probably men listening as well, but we all, you've got to be very careful of that. And when you do give, don't give ever with intention of what you're getting back.
Right.
It has to be pure.
It has to be pure.
Then you start, you know, you could keep giving, and then all of a sudden you start feeling a little resentful and a little weird about it. And over all the years, I've been so blessed to get it, have this jewelry company, and I can give little trinkets that make people so darn happy. But at the same time, you know, and it's been such a blessing. At the same time, from a business standpoint, and those of you who are in business, it's a very fine line. This is where you need to get grounded, and you need to be discerning on who you're giving to. So yeah, it's I'm still learning this part about who I am and how I can make sure I balance it. I'll never stop not giving. It's the one thing it's from my heart. It's such a blessing that I've been in a position to do that. From a business standpoint, I'm trying to get a little smarter with it. Does that make sense?
Yes. No. And that discernment, I think, is a really important quality, because giving with an open heart, but also taking care of ourselves, whether it's physically, materially, financially, mentally, energy-wise. For me, Satya, for years, I was doing primarily client work and, you know, living with clients for films and traveling around the world and being on private jets and doing all this stuff. And I just started to get to the point where I was giving so much of myself that I started to feel like worn down, like not as healthy as I was, because I was just giving. It was like a one-way flow. So I had to take care of myself, and not that I didn't want to give. I wanted to give in a different way, where I pulled back from individual client work and sort of oversaw and trained people and blah, 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 but now focus on, you know, giving to the greater whole, so I can maintain more of my own balance. So that discernment, we don't want to get depleted in the process of giving, but when we do give, we want to be clear. And as you said, have an open heart.
I think women more than men struggle with that.
Yes.
And it really comes down to just the balance and loving yourself first, making sure that you're in a place where you can keep giving. And it's not just physical things and my jewelry, but my time,
yes,
energy, my advice, my, you know, it goes on and on. And being a mother, we are 24/7.
I know. Oh my gosh. I feel like Bubby has all of me.
Exactly. But that's like that. That's that, like, okay, when do you recharge? And you've got to take that time. Or like I've hit a wall where I'm like, I was down in the Bahamas last week teaching back at Shivananda. And I it was amazing. And I was like, whoa, this is not, I get to teach a little, but I got to recharge myself. And I just, you know, when you step away from the day to day, it's so important to really check in with your soul and check in with yourself and say, hey, how are you feeling? I don't think sometimes we have the opportunity to do that. Meditation allows you to do that.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Carving out even a little bit of stillness, I always say, even in the morning, the way that you start your day can impact your day. And usually when we have the morning's more clear, there aren't as many people pulling on you, especially if you get up early, which my whole schedule has changed out here. When I lived in New York, I would go and eat dinner at 9 o'clock at night or 9:30 with friends and whatever. Yeah. Now I go to bed early and I get up really early before Bubby's awake. So I have some time.
What time does he wake up?
Oh my gosh. This is going to sound crazy and I'm knocking on wood because I don't know how long this is going to last. But right now he's an amazing sleeper. He eats really well. He sleeps really well and he doesn't get up till 9.
No way.
So I get up at 6-ish and then I meditate, I journal, and then I do a beach walk and I'm back, you know, around when he wakes up.
All right, I'm going to have him come over my house and train my boys.
What time do they wake up?
Oh, my God, 5:30.
Yes.
So, yeah, my guys are early. They're a little
No. I'm like, oh, no, Bubby, you keep sleeping till 9. I like the arrangement that we currently have.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy it. Enjoy it. I hope it stays forever.
Wait, how old are the boys now? 9?
No, they're 10. They're double digit. Yeah, it's a big It's exciting. Yeah, the balance and that living from your heart. I can't live any other way. And it's, again, like that, you know, I've always been like the discerning, like I'm still learning what that looks like 100% for me.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're all on this journey. And as I mentioned, a big part of my journey is actually getting back into my body because I was getting so over intellectual, even with my practice, Satya. I was like, no, third eye and crown are where I like to be. This is like the higher chakras. These are better. But then I started understanding, you know, even the story of Hanuman, the part in the, you know, the Ramayana where he opens up his heart and Ram and Sita are in his heart. That I started sitting with that. Like he's living from his heart. He's not opening his third eye and showing that God's there. So we're in our bodies here. We're meant to share, connect, love each other on this plane. So part of my work has been doing that. And then the other big piece of my work, which is tied to our collection with the sun and the moon and the dark and the light, is starting to really be okay with who I am and all the parts of me. I'm, you know, like a lot of women, Satya, and a lot of people in general, we tend to like to show the highlights of our life, whether it's on Instagram or outwardly in public to our friends, to our family. And there's parts of ourselves that we hide or we pretend aren't there or we repress or we suppress.
Yeah.
And I've just been a lot more comfortable now sitting in the dark, really looking at myself, looking at my tendencies with compassion and with curiosity and journaling and wow. the healing and the power that comes from really being okay with our wholeness and all parts of ourselves has been so liberating for me.
It's the essence of what we really need to all do, is get to
wholeness.
That place of
yes.
neutrality. So whenever something comes at us, it's like breath in, breath out, and you're not completely thrown off your... Because the challenges will not stop in life, right? We are going to constantly be challenged to our last breath. And it's, how do you ride the waves? You know, how do you inhale, exhale when you get hit with that next challenge? And saying, embracing the challenge, saying, okay, here's another opportunity for me to grow. Here's another opportunity for me to okay, what's in it for me? What do I need to learn from this new person that's really getting to me?
Yeah, exactly. What can I learn about myself?
Yeah. But you know, when you get that, that's that mind that you have to train, and it takes a long time, because you know, sometimes people freeze, they clench their hands together. There's not enough. I'm not going to let, but if you open it, I always practice opening up your palms.
Yes.
Not only where you can let go, but you're ready to receive more in the next thing. So it's all so powerful.
I've been writing about whole foods for so long, right? And, you know, why I personally am an advocate for smoothies, although I do have a smoothie and juice shop. I like juice too, but I've always been more of an advocate for smoothies because of the wholeness. And that's been a theme. But then I was looking at, you know, again, with all the stuff that's happened to me with my mom passing and blah, 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 I started really thinking about that, because the darkness was really coming up for me. And if I believe in whole foods over processed foods, let's say, and all the bumps and the bruises and everything with the whole foods, they're infinitely more powerful than the shiny, you know, beautiful processed foods. There's a power in wholeness. And so this whole theme of the light and the dark, it's so empowering, because we're saying, I don't just accept this part of me that I think is good. I accept all of me.
Oh, yeah.
And when we accept ourselves and embrace that wholeness, it means we can, I mean, my experience, I've just felt a lot more comfortable with myself, and I feel like I connect deeper with other people. And it's, you know, this goes back to the power of connection, manifestation, just having a deeper impact. So that's why, you know, and I love, thank you so much, Satya, for giving me the freedom. We talked about this a lot when we were in New York together, why so much of our new collection is the sun and the moon, because it's bringing that wholeness, that inspiring the wearer to really say, hey, I'm a whole being and my wholeness is my power.
Yes. And also that reminder, from darkness is light.
Yes, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, like, so you know, the moon, when the darkness comes over, there's always going to be, the sun will shine. And what will that next day bring you? So, you know, to even just constantly remind yourself, okay, I'm in this dark place. It does not feel good. I like to cry. I'm a big crier. I'm a big advocate for crying.
Yes.
let it out. But at the same time, you know, in the morning, you could wake up, you brush off, you know, you blow your nose one more time, wipe the tears away, and the whole day starts anew with the sun shining and the grace.
Well, the darkness, the crying is the healing, right? And if without that healing, the new beginning wouldn't be as potent and it wouldn't be as powerful.
Yeah.
So for me, sitting and thinking, gee, why am I so impatient? Right. That's one thing I've been working on. And impatience has to do with trying to micromanage and control and, you know, time and time pressure and all this stuff. And what it goes down to is I need, you know, wanting or not having a deeper sense of trust, trust in life, trust in the unknown. You know, that's where my control was coming from. And I started to really sit with it and started to understand more about myself. And then through that understanding, able to release it bit by bit. And of course, I have a lot more work to do, but it's felt so empowering to let that up. And if I didn't have the you know, sitting in the darkness, that kind of work doesn't happen. So it's creating new beginnings. So just being able to really say, hey, everybody has light and dark. I have light and dark, and you know, I'm okay with that. And that's, you know, the perfect imperfection that is so powerful for us to all embrace.
And, you know, and you sharing that with your audience, Kimberly, is, you don't realize how many people need to hear that, because even people see me, they have this illusion. Oh, I've got, wow, what if she, look at her, she's got this amazing brand, she's got, but there's an upside to all of us. And I think I like to share that as well, because people need to feel comfortable in that dark place and go, wow, and just acknowledge it, accept it, and then know that, you know, it's just a moment in time that shift eventually. And maybe some things take a little longer, but I think we all, becoming vulnerable in front of our audiences per se, allows us, our empathy is just going to grow, and other people's empathy. And that's how the healing on a bigger level will happen in the world.
Well, you know, Satya, I would never say this before out loud. I never even thought it to myself. Hey, I'm a control freak, you know, because that sounds really negative. And, you know, and I look on my past where I had eating disorders and I was so stringently trying to control my body and my weight and how I looked and this and this. But I started to realize, holy crap, like I'm a control freak in a lot of like all parts of my life, whether it's the timing or the way things look or the way the bed's made or this and that. And again, just really sitting with that and in a vulnerable place, like you said, and realizing that the root of it was fear and not having trust and not trust in myself and trust in life. And once we can see that, we can be compassionate, we can work on it. But until we see it, then it has this, like this, it's this huge energy suck. It has this power over us. Yeah. And that's why the darkness, the, you know, Soluna, the sun and the moon part, sitting in it, being open, being curious is so incredibly empowering for us. It's not, it doesn't have to be seen as dark and scary, but actually, what can I learn? What can I release? How can I create more from this place going forward?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you'd almost want to welcome it instead of push it back.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
The harder it comes at us. And go, you know, I wanted to say also this whole idea of the deities and the sun and the moon, all these beautiful things that we wear to remind ourselves, you know, we're attracted to different deities because these are all different aspects of ourselves.
We all have a
little Hanuman in us. We all have a little Lakshmi in us. It's really where we sit in our life and what do we need to ignite and embrace about ourselves? What do we need to bring out of us, that fearlessness? Or maybe we need to become a remover of obstacles at that moment. So we hail to Ganesh. But these are little aspects. We all have them. It's just taking the time to say, I am that. I am that Lakshmi. I am that Saraswati. I am that Hanuman who could be playful, even though... You know,
yes. No, thank you for saying that, because Satya, when I went to India, I didn't really understand. I would think, oh, you know, I was raised Catholic and this is kind of weird. There's all these different icons and this, am I going against my roots? Or, you know, I just didn't understand. And then it was explained to me, you are not worshiping actually Hanuman or Saraswati or Lakshmi. It's the energy that's in you. So wearing these symbols is actually reminding us of this part of ourselves that we want to cultivate, we want to bring into the world. So that's where it becomes really empowering. We're pulling it into this 3D reality.
Exactly. It's so cool.
So one of my favorite symbols, and I know for both of us, Satya, we love it. We brought it back from our last collection by popular demand, is Durga.
Yes.
And when I, first of all, she was one of the most scary ones to me. I was like, she has eight arms. What is going on? She's riding on a tiger or a lion. But there was this weird attraction to her, even though she kind of freaked me out. And the Durga temple in Varanasi is super intense and red, and everybody's in there like pushing each other to get close, and they're touching you, and there's bells and there's incense. And it kind of like freaked me out at first.
Yeah.
But I learned about her strength and her resourcefulness. The reason she has eight arms is because each one is a weapon for overcoming delusion and ego. So especially as women, Satya, sometimes we need to pull that sword and cut through BS. But sometimes she has a book for knowledge and wisdom. Sometimes she's the lotus leaf for peace, the bow and arrow for going for your dreams. So there's this resourceful power within each of us that we can call upon to enact positive change and love in the world. And wow, what an amazing symbol to have with you to remind you of that energy.
Well, she's like she battles the forces of evil in the world. So if we were actually that goddess, we are all battling the forces of evil in the world. If we can all ignite even just a little piece of our Durga, We are gonna rock it, man. I'm ready.
Yeah. I love it. The literal translation is I wrote it down. It's the roots dur, difficult, and gone pass through. So it literally means beyond defeat, means bringing that light, that energy that we all have. We all have this unique energy. Nobody can be you. We can't be anybody else. And if we cultivate that energy coming through our particular channel, pulling that into the world, raising the vibration, it's just, you know, that's why we're here. That's our purpose, is to let that flow come through, because only we can give the world what we can give.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and to add to that, as we're getting everybody fired up on our power and grace, you know, it's also building that powerful community. Like, we're not going to do this alone. We talked about collaborations, and I'm right now so on fire with just aligning myself with powerful women like yourself who live from their heart, but who also showing other women how to live their truth. Mm. And, you know, if people, and I'm speaking out to your people and my people, you know, find your tribe, you know, even if it's two people, like, get together with them weekly and just talk about how great you all are. Because I think we really, you know, of course, wearing a little symbol helps, having the gemstones to round you, eating really good foods always. But, you know, you need
community.
That tribe, you know, community is so important.
I agree. It's important to have support and women. I'm in two women circles here, Satya, and also two moms groups. So I actually have four circles that give me so much groundedness and energy and support.
Look what you're doing. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. It's in four. So we all need that.
We do. Yeah. No. And I do want to say something I've talked about in some of my books is the discernment that we talked about earlier. Sometimes we are called upon to let go of relationships that don't serve us anymore, whether they be personal or, you know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or friendships, and also transition into more empowering relationships. Because as we go through our journey and we are releasing and expanding, sometimes people are in a different place. And I've had to let go of some friends, Satya, and I do it lovingly. But, you know, sometimes we have to find new tribe members that are supportive, and we just have to be aware of how certain relationships and people make us feel. And if we're feeling depleted all the time with certain people, it's time to just shift.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, not sit in it for longer than you should, which, you know, we do that in relationships, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually the guy and the girl. Me too. Oh, my God.
So the one thing I want to say about one of the funnest things in working with you was choosing our stones. And I just want to share a little bit about the stones that you want. I mean, you love all the stones. You are like stone mama. I say, Satya, what's this? And you're like, oh.
I know. Kimberly, when you came to our shot, when you came to the office last, I was like, it was such a drive-by, and you got like sucked into all the beautiful things in our office.
Oh my God.
And then we went to the temple of stones.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, can we talk about that in your office? So Satya has this office in, you know, in the middle of Manhattan. It looks like a normal office building. And Rohini, who's, you know, who's helping design the jewelry, she's like, oh, we have a temple upstairs. And I was like, what do you mean? And I thought she was kind of saying there was like this little Buddha or something, but she's like, no, it's a real temple. So we go in the elevator and we go upstairs, and from walking out of the elevator, we somehow got transported to India, Satya, and there's this full-on room with all the deities. You take your shoes off, the bell's there. I'm like, what? Only Satya's gonna create this temple that above the office that she chose.
Yeah, I know. We were like, I was looking for a bigger space, but I'm like, with those deities 12 floors above us, we'll take it. So
amazing.
But anyway, yeah, so gemstones, yeah, they're powerful, but, you know, I think we all are drawn to different stones at different times. So I love what you chose.
Yeah, so citrine to me is very, very happy and very bright and very, it's just like an enlivening stone to me. And I feel like, you know, we could all use support. We all want that joy to come forth. So to me, that's a very happy, sunny stone that represents the sun energy. And then for our moon parts, we have opalite, we have moonstone. And I feel like there's this wisdom, this luminescence in those stones, this like the nurturing. It feels almost like this very feminine energy, but it's more subtle and it's powerful.
Yes. So the citrine is the stone of radiance. It's actually one of my best-selling stones. And I have some of the most simplest jewelry we sell. The citrine goes before anything else. Wow. So I think people are very drawn to it. And it is probably that sun energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the moonstone. I mean, you know, it's funny. I used to focus just on it. Believe it or not, it's a big fertility stone.
Ah.
People would always come into my stores and with their boyfriends. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the stone of fertility. And he's like, we're not buying that.
Like anything but that one.
But anyway, then I'd sneak it to her. She was ready.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, also, yeah, the moon, the moonstone is just so pretty because it has all those iridescence and it's it carries so many powerful healing properties as well. And then we did jade, right? Jade, which
is... Yes, we did the white jade.
Which is the stone of dreams. And how to help manifest and tap into all that you're trying to create in your life, right?
Oh, yeah. Love that.
And yeah, what else do we have? Wait, we had one more.
Opalite, which this one I have a very strong connection to, Satya. Mm-hmm. I sort of was like, we got to get this one because I had this really intense meditation for hours when I was in Mexico in May, and I saw the love that was inside me and every other person as the exact color and look and energy of opalite. And so when I saw it, I just said, no, that's it. That's love. That's our true essence. And so I've been wearing opalite since then. And I really wanted that in our collection to bring out that true essence, the love, the light inside of us. And that's just how I saw it in my meditation.
Yeah. And it's really pretty because it lays beautifully with the moonstone as well, because they both have that shimmery and they have a couple of different colors that pop out when you wear it, depending on what mood you're in almost. It works with you.
Yeah. Amazing.
So fun.
Wow.
I'm really excited about our collection in this round. This is going to just be divine. So don't miss out, anybody.
Well, Satya, thank you so much for being with us today. You are such a ball of energy and light and, you know, such an amazing role model for a powerful woman. So thank you so much. And I just love you, beauties. Thank you so much for tuning in. Satya and I are very, very excited to launch this collection December 5th. So please check back next week or, you know, by the time you listen to it, it could be next week or it could already be available. So you can get more information in the link in our show notes or on our website, mysaluna.com, and also Satya's website, which is satyajewelry.com. Which is amazing.
Great. Happy holidays to everybody. And love you, Kimberly, so much. You are such a light and love.
Oh, love you too. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah, to you and your little guy. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, beauties, I hope you enjoyed this interview with the incredible, fabulous Satya Scannetti, who I adore so much. Remember to check back about our collection launching in just a few weeks. And you can also check out Satya's website in general for more of her amazing designs and collections. We have tons of support for you guys on the website, free recipes, the free meditations, all the other offerings we have. So we will be back here Thursday for our Q&A podcast. Till then, take amazing care of yourself. Remember to slow down and breathe during the busy holiday season, but it's really important that we ground in and take the time for ourselves. So I love you. I am here for you to support in any way that I can. Reach out, ask questions, take advantage of all the resources we have, and I will see you back here Thursday. Lots of love.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.